This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters took to the streets of Glasgow, Scotland, Saturday, calling on world leaders and COP26 negotiators to take swift action to curb climate change. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
One group of protesters, called trade unionists, start their rally chanting slogans and waving banners. One reads, "Seize the wealth of the billionaires." With them, Amy Ferguson is hopeful COP26 will yield results.
When you see the amount of people who are really taking this issue seriously and are actually mobilising onto the streets, taking issues in their trade unions, you know, you can't help but be optimistic. I think the grain of change is there.
While at a London protest, medical activist Zainab Kaba says citizens are out in big numbers to make their voices heard on key environmental issues.
It's a good opportunity for decision makers or politicians to listen to what the population wants, what the everyday people want, and we just want justice.
Hundreds of demonstrations and marches are taking place around the world too. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A massive tow truck worked Saturday to remove the remains of a burned-out oil tanker that exploded in a giant fireball overnight, killing at least 98 people near the capital of Sierra Leone. The blast severely injured dozens of others after large crowds gathered to collect leaking fuel, officials and witnesses said. The explosion took place late Friday when the tanker collided with another truck as it was pulling into a gas station near a busy intersection in Wellington, just east of the capital of Freetown. After the crash between the two vehicles, crowds gathered to collect the fuel from the tanker when it suddenly exploded. The explosion also damaged dozens of buildings and cars. This is VOA News. The United States is ordering non-emergency government employees and their families to leave Ethiopia and urging other U.S. citizens they should depart now as the country's war escalates and fighters approach the capital. Its statement says that incidents of civil unrest and ethnic violence are occurring without warning, and it warns of possible communications blackouts and supply chain shortages. Ethiopia's government this week declared a national state of emergency as rival Tigray forces and allied fighters seized key cities and moved toward the capital of Addis Ababa. The U.S. warning came one day after a U.S. special envoy met with Ethiopia's prime minister amid growing calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package as a monumental step forward for the nation after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff in their ranks to finally seal the deal. At a news conference, Biden said the infrastructure package will create a lot of jobs.
There'll be jobs in every part of the country, red states, blue states, cities, small towns, rural communities, tribal communities. This is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, and it's long overdue.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting long cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. The infrastructure package is a historic investment by any measure, one that Biden compares in its breadth to the building of the interstate highway system in the last century or the Transcontinental Railroad the century before. A U.S. federal appeals court has issued a stay freezing the Biden administration's efforts to require workers at U.S. companies with at least 100 employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or to be tested weekly. The ruling from the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit cited grave statutory and constitutional issues with the Biden policy. It came after numerous Republican-led states filed legal challenges against the new rule, which is set to take effect on January 4th. The stay comes 2 days after the Biden administration unveiled the rule, which was immediately met with vows of legal action from Republican governors and others who argued it overstepped the administration's legal authority. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.